Linda. Hopefully you will get here.
Has anyone texted her?
I just did.
You did? Okay.
Okay, here's me. Did you hear the door open?
Oh, yeah.
Here she is. Hey, Linda!
It's 7:29.
You're right. Oh, my God.
Mine's at 7:30.
I mean, you're early.
7:30.
Nick has the application right now. He's like,
okay.
We can pass it to you after.
Okay. Yeah, that you guys. Take it there. I guess we can go over while Linda's looking at that. We can go over the minutes from the last public hearing minutes.
We've officially begun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we have called to order.
I will make a motion to accept the minutes from our last meeting on June 24th.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Wow, so done.
Do you want to separately do something for the public hearing?
That's the public hearing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
No, that's from the public hearing.
Sorry, should I have specified public hearing?
You did.
Just there were two different sets of minutes. That's all I wanted to make sure you covered.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see. I will make a second motion then, just
for
the heck of it.
What is it?
That we will. I'll also make a motion to approve the minutes from the public hearing on that same night of June 24th.
Have them on the back of the
there. I can't find them.
Did anyone want to second my motion? Or did that already happen?
No,
I'm sorry.
Nobody seconded it.
A jewelry store, hair salon?
Nick, would you like to second my motion?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll check it.
I just got excited there.
Anyone opposed? No? All right, I guess we're good on that too. Linda didn't speak up, so I guess she didn't. Go all room with her. Magnified. Alright, so new business. We have the application from Michael, is this yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's my
your building.
My building, I'm involved and Mimi's involved also.
Okay.
Michael and did you say Mimi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice to meet you both.
What was your name?
Mimi.
Okay. Sorry about that. Let me write that down because I will forget. Okay. So it looks like the location of the property is 95 Main Street, tax map number 24-51-27-02. It says, for the sign, it's a commercial business, exists no change requested except for the wording. And you want it to be freestanding and flush mounted. 3x5 signs. And so these look like they're going to be in the window, right?
That's for what's on the building.
Okay. And then here you want
the
same sign.
So one side's going to be one business and the other side's going to be the other.
Well, we're inside together.
Together.
Inside. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Have you purchased the building?
I own the building.
You own the building?
I have for 25 years.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm sorry for not knowing.
No, that's okay.
I didn't know either.
No, I didn't either until earlier.
And I've lived here
okay.
40 years.
I bought it, I think, 96 or 7, right around there.
Great.
Had a few businesses come and go in that time.
I have.
Yeah.
So they want the freestanding 3x5 sign, front and back. And then in the window flush decals, as shown right here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, AI.
It's good for one thing at least.
The yoga studio was?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So... Now, I know I said this earlier. I'm a little worried. I mean, the jewelry store, so it was a yoga studio, not an actual store, but I don't see an issue with that. My issue is with the hair salon. I worked in a hair salon for many years and managed a hair salon. What kind of ventilation is in there? Because it needs to be vented outside.
We have a purifier that has a hose, and that just gets, it's a HEPA filter. So it pulls it in, filters it, and blows it back out. And then I have a small one at my table that pulls in the dust from the nails.
Okay, so they are technically in the state of Vermont supposed to be vented outside.
You got your permit from the state, didn't you? The state's been, they've already given
the state already came in and inspected everything?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have the license.
Had the state come in and see me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I myself, just being that it's such a change of use from the yoga studio, I kind of want a site visit.
Isn't it all commercial, considered commercial?
So not a technically a change of use in the term way we usually use that term in this room. It's still the same.
It's retail sales and service.
Right.
So just to make the distinction that while the use is changing, it isn't necessarily a change of
use. We're only requesting sign permit this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, what are you guys?
Are you doing stuff on the inside of it or
no?
No.
It was all open for the yoga. It was set up just open. Yeah.
Right, but you put in sinks and chairs.
It was a restaurant before. There's plenty of those.
No, I mean a hairdresser sink.
Yes.
I just want to help, and maybe Phil can help me.
Sure.
Are we allowed to request a site visit for this purpose, towards this end, when the application is for signage?
I would not think that you would want to do a site visit.
For signage, no. But
it's up to you whether you do want to do that. But if something is going from same to same, unless there's some real concern from the commission, I would think that would be, since there isn't going to be construction or change to the building or something that involves different parking or...
Right, no, there's plenty of parking.
Pedestrian access, the things that a site visit would normally look at.
I
would think you're staying the same retail sales and service, even though from yoga studio to a nail salon, or is it just nails or hair?
Nails, hair.
And hair, okay, yep. And then having retail sales of some jewelry at the side in the same space. It would be my opinion that it wouldn't normally be something that you would be going out to do.
Okay, all right.
I mean, just looking at what a site plan would look at in a site visit, if you wanted to do a formal site visit, you'd be looking at those items
right,
in site plan review.
Yeah, and proper drainage and everything for the
so you'd be looking at pedestrian access, at lighting, at, you know, the generalities in site plan review. So I don't know whether you feel this kicks in that requirement for what's being discussed here tonight.
Okay.
That would just be my take on it. That's
the application is just for a sign.
Right, it's only for a sign.
Not about what
right,
being
not
done,
the business.
Not all that other stuff. It's a sign.
Yeah.
Right, because I had to apply when I opened up my store. do an actual application.
Yeah, I did ask for an application initially.
Yep.
Just to verify what was going on. Mm-hmm. And I had resistance that it wasn't a change of use, didn't require a change of use application.
No.
So.
And you come down and looked at it and.
I did, with yours. Yeah. I'm talking about in this individual case.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mr. Davidson claimed there shouldn't be
any. I reviewed the regulations. There's no request for. I'm not changing the use.
Right, no, and I'm not trying to be a hard ass. I'm thinking of the people upstairs. It's like, is she going to be bombarded with the fumes?
I understand what you're saying there. Absolutely.
Right. Because, like I said, I worked and managed a hair salon and did nails as well for 15 years. So I understand that part of it. So the ventilation has to be.
That's why
really
she does
good.
have the filters and things like that. As you said, the state requires them.
Right. Right. Yep.
And everything has changed in the industry. There's not MMA has been banned since the 90s. So that really strong smell, it doesn't apply anymore. I mean, you have some smell, but not as strong as it used to be.
You know, like little paint.
Yeah. No, I'm just basing on what I got off the state website before I came. Because I just wanted to make sure we had covered all of our bases. All right, well, I don't have any issues with the sign. Does anybody want to make a motion to accept the...
I'll make a motion to accept the application for a permit for signing? Or how would we normally phrase this?
That sounds about right.
You approve the application and
make a motion to
issue the permit for the signage
request. At 95 Main Street.
Perfect. I will make a motion to approve the application for a permit for the signage at 95 Main Street.
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any negative? Anybody? Anybody?
No,
all right, back. No, I know, right? I'm like, I'm asking the ghost audience. So I came into the meeting last night. I was like, oh my God, there's so many concerned citizens at the select board. All right, so that has passed.
Well, you are all set. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great night, guys.
And I wasn't trying to be a hard ass.
When are you opening?
I know you weren't. Well, she's opening. I think you did soft opening yesterday, mm-hmm. right? So she's ready to go. And then me on the jewelry side of it, it's a little bit slower. I'm still waiting my safe, my insurance, and stuff like that because I can't store stuff.
I'm going to be so broke.
She likes
well,
that.
Well, we'll just have
I
to dangle, get some
I
business
I dangle shiny
there.
Things in front of her and she keeps wanting it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm hoping that, you know, because I'm retired once, right? So I don't want to be there full time. She's there full time, mm-hmm. but I'm going to do by appointment. And then I'm maybe, depends how it works out, set up times for taking in repairs and getting it back and stuff like that. You know, kind of just keep it simple. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, I tried to get a kid years ago when he was over in Rutland to take my spot over here and move it because nothing's over.
I know, I had Karen call you about me.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, oh, hey, windows. Mine don't have windows.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Have a great night, guys.
Thank you for coming in.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Nails. Maybe I'll get mine done.
Oh no, I have an issue with it not coming.
How come I never see you at the library when I go in there?
You come in on Mondays? You don't see me on Mondays.
I
sorry.
All right, so here we go, chickens. We need to discuss the possible changes to update the zoning regulations. Article, I'm not good with Roman numerals.
I believe it's 160, Act 166.
It is.
Act oh, sorry, are we talking about in our bylaws or are we talking about the new one?
Right, no,
article
so
nine.
It's in our,
yeah, article
we need
nine.
To update our zoning regulations. Under the general regulations, section 910 of keeping animals, to follow the enactment of the state law. So, would you like to discuss this since you are 100% on board with that?
I know we've discussed it tentatively on a couple of occasions, so everyone probably had some idea that this was coming down the pike. So, new state law. has gone into effect. We cannot prohibit the keeping of chicken flocks up to 12 births. That's
up to 12.
That's what the new law says. Okay. Yep. We're allowed to regulate the keeping of those animals.
In what respect?
In as far as I can tell, most respects. But I think we would want to run whatever bylaws we create around that regulation by legal before we put anything into effect to make sure it doesn't conflict with this or any other laws. But the broad strokes, it's such that we can regulate as we see fit so long as that regulation does not amount to prohibition. Because if whatever regulation we create would limit someone's ability to keep the flock, then...
We're talking about, like, size of the area.
For example, yes. So our acreage requirement, such as it is right now, being that we require one acre of land for the keeping of chickens, that is prohibition for anyone who has it a lot smaller than 1 acre. So that would no longer be permitted.
I'm confused. So you could have chickens, 12 chickens, under 1 acre?
Under our current bylaws, no. But we have to change our bylaws to remove that language.
Okay, that's what I
thought. Per the new state law.
You can have a quarter of an acre.
I haven't had a chance to really read this all.
Where I think we fall into a little bit more of a gray area are that our bylaws specify certain setbacks, such as, let me see, do we have the exact language of our bylaws in front of us?
Yeah. Do you know what number it is?
Bear with me one moment. So no, unfortunately not. I'll just speak generally since I don't have it. No, sorry, I'm looking for our bylaws. So I'll just speak generally since I don't have it in front of me.
I have it right here.
Oh, you do? Great. So I believe if you flip to page 43, I want to say it is. Let's see, was I right?
Nope.
Is that your package that somebody posted about?
I don't know what we're talking about, but maybe we can talk about it after. Is that okay? Page 44, actually, and it's section 910, the keeping of animals. At present, our bylaws state the following, that no new building for the housing of animals or poultry shall be located within 150 feet from any street line or within 75 feet from any other lot line. So that's our current bylaws, which, to just paraphrase, you can only keep your chicken coop on your property a certain number of feet away from the street or your neighbor's lot.
Is that out the window, too?
So this is where I think it's a bit of a gray area, and we will want to maybe get some of Phil's input on this, as well as legal. I think that type of regulation is in a gray area because of, to Phil's point when we discussed this, any bylaw that could not be equally enforced is probably a bad bylaw to put into effect. And if someone has a lot that is too small for them to do what we are requesting, then that would effectively be prohibition. If they don't have a point on their property that's 150 feet from a street line to put a coop, then that's the same as saying that they can't have chickens at all. I think there could be creative workarounds for this, but I don't think that it's a slam dunk. I don't think we're in necessarily... I think we will want to avoid, to Phil's point, anything that we don't feel 100% confident that it can be enforced across the board with everybody.
Right, no, so that would, like, strike this whole thing.
Yeah, really. That's where you have to set
the whole entire thing, which is basically what we have to do.
But the question is... what would we like to regulate? And I don't suspect we want to come to a decision on that tonight. We'll want the entire planning commission to be here to discuss these things. And I think we'll also want to really take our time with this and make sure that we're running everything that we come up with by legal.
So we can't change the amount. We can't change the setbacks or...
We should... yes, but...
No, I was just going to say you could modify and shorten a distance from property lines or street line, so you could modify that.
Okay.
I mean, they were put in at that distance to try and make sure that there wasn't an adjacent property adversely affected by manure or by noise or smells. So... Yes, that's a possibility of modifying that in order to allow smaller lots to have their hen housing, you know,
right.
Be
Can
able to
fit. Can we say they have to be enclosed?
Do they have to?
Can we say that in our new bylaws? I think that is most likely within the bounds
enclosed?
Of what we...
Fenced around areas.
I think that is most likely within the bounds of what we can regulate. Yes. So requiring a fence around the area where the chickens are to be kept, for example, I think is well within our.
Yeah. We don't want them walking down South Main Street.
With the free range chickens having problems with them going into their gardens and things like that.
We could also certainly write regulation around making sure that chickens don't leave your lot, for example.
Right.
The lot of the owner. We will most definitely want to include language that specifies if we decide we don't want flocks larger than 12, right? Because we can prohibit flocks larger than 12 if we decide we want to limit the size of the
larger
flock.
Than 11, if I read that right. Am I reading it incorrectly?
Okay, so you think if it's 12 that it can be prohibited? Okay.
Yeah,
I have another chance to read this out.
Let me look at
municipalities and must allow the keeping of at least 12 chickens. That's actually, I think, improperly worded. I think it should say at most 12 chickens.
Okay.
We should consult someone. I will reach out to the LCT. But for the time being, I'd like to operate under the assumption that we have to allow up to 12, just for the purposes of this discussion, rather than get mired down in the details.
So on your handout that you printed out, it does say may not prohibit or assess a fee for the keeping of a flock of fewer than 12 chickens.
Okay, so you think 12 might be... So to Phil's point, if that's the number, we could write a bylaw or there could be a line in our bylaws that says flocks of 12 or more may not be kept under these conditions. Right?
Wait,
that's
flocks of 12 or more?
Yes.
I would think it would be, I mean, why would they use the number 11? Why would that?
Because they did.
Because
that's the number they chose.
I'm not
a state legislator, so I can't speak to the decision making involved, only to the fact before us. So, and I'd like to try and limit the speculation around what they were thinking when they wrote the law, because I think we're just going to end up having an endless conversation about that. That best left for outside the meeting.
Well, my hope was that you all would take some time to digest this.
We're not going to decide. This is the first time I've looked at it.
And that hopefully maybe it could be included as a recommendation for the select board in this latest update, if that's possible.
Can you, I'm not sure I follow that last.
The select board now, with the update that's going to the select board from the planning commission, with the change in the districts.
Mm-hmm.
So there'd been an addition of the lots, the extra lots. Now, could the planning commission at this point recommend that the select board consider adding a change in that with this new change in the state law, or as part of their hearing process, or is it done deal with what's there now?
I'm not sure that I know I'd like to talk about this, maybe.
Yeah, find out about that. But I mean, I was thinking that in the back of my mind. Is it possible, or is it going to be another public hearing to end the process to change this if necessary?
To me, that seemed like two very different issues.
I think that's a typo, and it should read keeping of at most 12 chickens, I believe.
And what was that?
Seems like two very different issues. Chickens.
Just please try to disregard this for the time being. Let's not.
I think that would confuse the world.
11, 12 doesn't make any difference to me. I just wanted to make sure.
I know.
Maybe that'll be something for another go round.
I think. Now, Sam, if you're going to check on the legalities and stuff. Is that?
Well, I think whatever we want to include, we will want to run it by a lawyer. And I have access, I'm not sure if you all do as members of the Planning Commission, I think not, but the Vermont League of Cities and Towns provides me with legal aid upon request. Just broad questions, not specific legal advice. So I will run anything that we talk about by
them. It seems like the questions we have is the setback requirement, right? Fencing and stuff like that, you know, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we need to address?
I think it depends on what it is we would like to say. So if it's enclosures, if it's fences, whatever it is, before it goes into effect, we're going to run it by legal. So
well, and understand too, not to interrupt you, just the keeping of animals doesn't just include the chickens. So if someone wants to have horses or cows or
goats,
whatever. So those regs apply in general to the keeping of animals. The specific language is in there about the chickens not allowed on under an acre. But I'm just saying you have to take into account too, if you're going to modify that, that you're not just talking about chickens for the keeping of animals.
So we come up with if somebody wants to have cows on their property, we can regulate that to
a certain extent. There are things called RAPs, which I don't understand
very well, but
they are a part of this law.
Yeah, the state allows agricultural uses, and there's certain things that bypass local zoning requirements by state ag law. So if you were taking care of, I think it's three or more, I'd have to look now, horses, you're supposed to be allowed to do that under the ag exemption. If you wanted to put in a barn for those, you would need a permit if it's under an ag exemption. You just need to meet the setback requirements. So I'm saying there's certain things, and that's why the preamble to that keeping of animals indicates the ag uses as being an exemption. So there are certain things that people are allowed to do by our ag exemption, and then others that the zoning would control completely. So if someone didn't qualify for an ag exemption, they'd be following strictly what those things are talking about in our keeping of animals section.
Right, so we need to see the RAPs. Raising, feeding, management.
Does this mean we can say no roosters, right?
Yes.
Yes, we can still
restrict
roosters.
Yep.
All right. So we think about this. Talk about it more at the next meeting with Bob.
Yeah.
And you will check on illegalities or...
Well, one thing I endeavored to do, although it's difficult right now, was look at how other communities in the state have approached the keeping of chickens up till now. However, as a point of comparison or contrast, it's not great because they are going to be required to adapt to the same new law that we are. So much as I'd like to use their example and follow it, It won't be a perfect framework. No,
no, no, it's not going to be, because we're all in the same boat.
But I will, and I have reached out to members of planning commissions in towns that have been more permissive than we have up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try and learn from those discussions what, if anything, they are thinking about how they're going to approach this. On the part of the Vermont League of Cities and Towns legal team, they were oddly encouraging of us continuing to include those rules about setbacks, even though it would lead to arbitrary enforcement, we discussed.
Right.
As whether or not a lawyer would say, let me explain. Say we keep the wording that says you must keep your coop 150 feet from the street. We could still, in theory, enforce that rule with anyone whom it wouldn't amount to prohibition. So if they have, say you have 3 acres, you can keep your coop 150 feet from the street easy. So if they didn't, we could come in and we could say, hey, you have to move your coop, and it doesn't amount to prohibition. If someone lives on a very small lot and they are keeping their chicken coop on their front yard and they don't have an area that's 150 feet away, we can't enforce it because it would be prohibition to try and get them to follow a rule they cannot follow.
That's my worry.
And I think that is a very reasonable concern. When I raised this with the lawyers at VLCT, they seemed less concerned about it in a way that I found somewhat baffling.
But if we tell these people with more acreage that they have to follow these rules, but then people with like a quarter of an acre don't have to.
Yeah.
That's kind of
you see the contradiction. Yes.
That's discrimination, and somebody will come back with that.
Which is why, regardless of whether we are legally allowed to include that language, it speaks to Phil's point and the point you're making, and that we ought not to include anything that can't be enforced 100% of the time.
Right.
Can you enforce no chicken coops in the front lawn?
Well, I mean, you just want to have something that's legally defensible with your regs. That's
right.
All.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that someone can take you to court, or if you try to enforce something in environmental court and they say, no, state law says I should be able to have these, and now this is keeping me from having by state law says I should be able to have. So I just want to make sure we don't have something that turns out not to be defensible.
To Linda's point about front yard versus backyard, I don't know that that would be the language I would necessarily choose myself, but I like the idea that we might say something about screening the coop from view from the street. That might be something we would want to consider.
So what we need to do is make sure all 5 of us are here and sit down at one meeting and
Try and hash things out and look at every single scenario.
I think it actually would behoove us to maybe do that work outside of the meeting so that we can bring our proposals, our ideas to bear on the conversation rather than trying to come up with things. At least the way that I think best. I don't know that trying to come up with ideas by committee in the room is going to be best. I'd rather bring ideas to the table and then have everyone kind of critique them in the meeting as would work better for me personally. But
it's not all about you.
But that's how I will approach it. That's how I intend to approach it. You can all obviously do as you wish. We only have so much time in the day, so I'm not going to tell you what to do on your free time. But that's my intention, is to come with ideas to them.
Somebody said that to me today on a Facebook post, like, it's not all about you. Well, yes, it is. It's all about me.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm gonna work on it.
I would encourage you all to think about it as much as you have time to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So let's do that. I think that's a good idea. Everybody just maybe do a little research and try to come up with something that we think would be feasible.
Yeah.
I'm almost feasible to the point of striking the entire thing. Just to cover every legality.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, somebody's going to say something about everything. I don't like that idea, but we have to make sure our lifts are covered.
I still think at a minimum we'll want to regulate the size of the flock, right? We are allowed to. If it turns out to be 11 or 12, yeah, whatever
it happens. Yeah, no, that I like.
Yeah, that's good.
At minimum.
And no roosters, that's good.
And no roosters.
Yep. Well, and no emus.
Yeah,
or ostrich.
The name of the animal category.
I had to look that up.
Ratites.
Yes.
Yeah, ratites.
I had to look it up just now because I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah. We didn't.
Well, I didn't even see that, so now I gotta look it up.
We're still allowed to tell people they can't have ostriches. Okay. In case anyone was concerned about that. Or emus.
Ratites. The ratites.
Yeah.
Limu.
Now that would be fun, though.
Yeah. Emus are fun.
Yeah. Alright, do we have any other business we need to go over that anybody has?
There's no mail there for the commission, so...
No? Public comment? Anybody?
Hello?
I don't think the gallery's silent.
Yeah, okay. Then I would, as Bob would say, entertain a motion. What?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
All right, Amy.
Aye.
No, thank you!
Let me do it this time.
Let's
hit it.
Before I forget, did you order something from Walmart?